All right, it's that time again. We're going to do a little bit of tiki-taki today.
Yes, all right.
All right.
Let's see what it's got for us.
We love it. We don't know if you love it, but we love it, so we do it.
Let's see what they've got.
All right, let's hear the first one here.
All right, so what is the easiest way to make $10,000 per month every single month with Forex trading? Really simple. All you need to do is get funded $200,000. So in order to do this, you're going to need some help. So this is where you can get something like our EA, which will help you do this automatically. After that, once you're funded, all you really need to do is keep hitting 5% every single month, and that would equate to $10,000 per month. Sounds easy?
Just 5%.
That's easy each month.
So easy.
That is ridiculous.
5% per month.
5% per month. So he starts it off, you just need to get $200,000 to start.
Yeah, through EA. He says, if you can't, if you need help with that,
you can help us out with EA. What's that? That's like he's giving a loan? He said, we can help with that. I'm assuming they're going to give you a loan.
And I'm sure it's at a reasonable rate, too.
I'm sure it's a very low interest rate.
Who loans out $200,000? I'm sure there's got to be collateral.
And so he's obviously selling a trading course on how to do this, right?
For 5%.
And saying you're going to earn 5% every month, which is outlandish returns. Now, if you were an investor, Ryan, and you could earn 5% a month trading Forex,
yes,
right? Would you sell a course on how to do it?
No.
Exactly. Neither would I.
No.
Neither would I.
So 5% per month, that equates to 60% on average return per year.
Per year. Warren Buffett averages about 20%.
So you would be crushing. Three times crushing. Better than Warren Buffett.
Crushing. You would be one of the all-time greatest investors of all time. And he says it's easy to do. So some rough math to understand how crazy this is.
Yeah.
If you earn 5% a month compounded, right? So you take 200K.
Yes.
You earn 5% a month on that. Yeah. In 5 years, you have 3.7 million. So that's
not a bad start.
That's not bad. You're not crushing a bad start. It. Yeah. 10 years. You've got 70 million. Okay. We're building some serious wealth here from Forex trading.
But let's say you're 30 years old and you have a 30-year time horizon, which is like a normal time horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20-year-old.
Or even if you're 60 and you got a 30-year time horizon until you're 90.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you invested for 20 years at this rate, you've got $24 billion. That's a pretty good clip you're moving at right there.
I mean, you're on the forms.
And what are you getting? What's the math if you invest for 30 years? So let's say you're a 30-year-old watching this TikTok. You follow his advice. He says it's easy. How much will you have in 30 years doing this?
$8.5 trillion.
Sweet.
Which is about three times the size of California's GDP.
You can't say this stuff. You cannot say this stuff. This is so wild to think. We've looked at this TikTok. Thousands of people liked this video, and people are commenting. That is so outlandish that you can go online and say this.
I mean, you could go on, even if you don't want to do the math yourself, just go online to a calculator and just figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, this is outlandish.
You're not earning 5% a month.
You're not. I promise you, you are not.
And again, we're going to gloss over the 200K, where that came from. Clearly, they're loaning it. Then they got this trading academy that they're selling, which, again, if you were earning this, hey, good news. TikTok guy, you're going to be worth $8.5 trillion. You're going to be worth more than basically every billionaire combined.
So life's you good. You don't need to sell.
I don't think you need to sell courses on TikTok.
You don't need to sell a course.
You're good.
You're doing fine.
Whoa! What a good start. I love TikTok. All right, let's see what's next.
Number two.
This is why I formed an LLC for my girlfriend. Did you know that as an individual, it doesn't matter if you actually own or operate
not LLCs
a business.
Again.
It comes down to filing your taxes. You can't write off anything as an individual. So it doesn't matter if you bought a laptop and/or equipment. And you made a total of $100,000. Because
you're not formed
as an actual LLC or a business, you can't write off any of those things that a business actually can. And it's actually super simple in Arizona to file for an LLC.
No.
It's literally just two steps. The first step is you go to Arizona Corporate Commission. It's not a third party. It's actually straight through Arizona.
What?
All right. That's enough to digest right now. I don't know why these LLC things keep popping up. Like, you don't need an LLC to write off taxes.
Yeah. If you have a business, you don't need an LLC.
No. Sole proprietorship. Just Google Schedule C.
Yeah. That's on 1040. It's on our tax return is Schedule C. It is where sole proprietors put their income from business, expenses, deductions. It's right there on the form.
And it figures out what your net income is. Like, it's all right there, and you don't need an LLC.
It even gives you the sections. It has a section for utilities, a section for legal fees, a section for travel, meals. It's all right there. So the fact that he either he didn't do this, which is one option, or he's, I don't know. I don't know what he did, because he would have figured this out real quick, that there's Schedule C. So if you're a sole proprietor, you do not need an LLC to deduct business expenses. Now, it can be beneficial, right? An LLC can help with liability. You can add managing partners. There's a lot of good reasons to have an LLC.
Yeah.
But it's a disregarded entity for taxes.
Yeah. For you don't need to form an LLC for tax purposes.
Yeah. And even better, if his girlfriend creates an LLC, she's going to have a single member LLC. Automatically, the LLC will be a disregarded entity, and she'll be taxed as a sole proprietor, and all those income and expenses will go on Schedule C once again, as if she never had an LLC.
And a very important note to make is a sole proprietorship is a disregarded entity.
Yeah.
Just like an LLC is.
Yeah. This is just going to be all the same thing.
It's
all the same thing. So again, there's perks to LLCs, but this is ridiculous.
One more thing that I wanted to point out. So if he may actually cause his girlfriend an unintended tax. So here in the state of California, so each state has their own LLC rules. But here in California, let's say you don't form an LLC in California, but you form an LLC in Arizona because it's a lot cheaper. However, if you transact business in California, California is going to implement an $800 minimum fee because you transact a business in California. Even if you live in Arizona and you do business in Arizona, if you transact business in California, you got to pay that minimum fee. So he may actually increase your tax liability by trying to do this LLC thing, which doesn't even need to be done.
It's so crazy. This is so popular on social media, is these LLC hacks. And they've clearly never done them before, or they've clearly never given somebody advice or filed their taxes to see, all this stuff flowed through on Schedule C. I thought I had an LLC.
Yeah, you don't need to do this.
And it also sounds like his girlfriend doesn't have a business, which is a pretty important thing. We can't just scoop by that one. If she doesn't have
a
business,
laptop, you need to form an LLC to write it off.
Make up a business. No, the IRS has a thing called a hobby rule, which is where they want to see you earning a profit 3 out of the last 5 years, including the most recent year. Otherwise, they might call you a hobby, and then you can't deduct any of these things against other income.
Right.
So they're going to want to see, are you for profit? Are you adapting? Are you actually skilled at this? Is this an area that has a chance to make money? Mm-hmm. And if you just form an LLC for your girlfriend so she can buy a laptop and write it off, that's just not going to work that way.
Yeah, you can't write off your watermelon farm.
That's ridiculous. Do better, TikTok. Do better. Come on.
2 out of 3 is good.
Come on.
This is how people create wealth when they don't have any money. You borrow money from somebody or something, and you buy an asset.
He's wearing a backpack.
Some of that cash flow that
he's headed to the airport.
And you pay that person back, and you get to keep the rest. Eventually, that person or thing gets paid back. You get cash.
How are you getting this loan?
Who's
getting this loan?
And you didn't use any of your own money. So how can you do that? Borrow money from a hard money lender.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's bad.
Buy a rental house. Use the cash flow from that rental house to pay that person off. Then eventually, they're paid off. You collect cash flow.
That's a lot of big assumptions here.
And you create wealth because you can do it as many times as you want, and you don't have to use any of your own money. I've bought $26 million worth of real estate without using any of my own money. If I did it, you could.
This guy single-handedly going to bring the great financial crisis back for us. Good grief. So you don't have any money. How do you build wealth? Get a hard money loan, which those rates are 10 to 15% plus.
Yeah.
Buy an asset, rent it, pay back the loan, and then end up with an asset clear? Is that his plan?
Big assumption there. So usually whenever you buy an investment property, especially in a market like this where prices are still way overvalued, very elevated, it's going to take you years before you even break even on that investment from your cash flow. Like, what are you bringing in rent minus all of your other costs?
Yep.
Right? It's a hard money lender loan of 10 to 15%. I am very hard-pressed to think that you're actually going to be breaking even on day one.
Yeah.
And let alone pay that back.
Yeah. And most hard money loans, these aren't long-term 30-year loans you're getting. Most of these are short-term. You're flipping
a house. Mortgage.
You've got poor credit quality. They're not just going to give you 100% of the proceeds and just let you take your sweet time paying it back. No. So the fact that he says pay it back over time, that's just not how those loans are going to work.
Hard money loans, like you're going to pay this back in 6 months, right?
Yeah. Like this is such a risky move. And he just puts an arrow up. As asset value goes up, you've paid off your loan. Now you're sitting here with $26 million debt free. This is literally how 2008 crisis happens, is stuff like this.
And the I think the biggest assumption there was your home prices are going to increase. That was the biggest assumption that caused the 2008 crisis, was everybody assumed that home prices don't go
down.
They
just go up.
They only go
up. What could go wrong?
And of course, we know that that's not true.
And then I've got three loans. I've got adjustable rates.
I have hard money. I have a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Imagine getting a 15% loan trying to recover that. What if you lose a tenant? Hey, you still owe your 15% this month. You've got no tenant. What if there's a repair?
Yes.
This is such a disaster waiting to happen.
And I guarantee you that guy did not make $26 million doing this. I guarantee it.
No.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't be on TikTok selling it if he did. Once again, there's a common theme here. Very common theme.
I made $26 million doing this.
Oh, this is painful. Oh, TikTok. Yeah. My wife's going to know I watched TikTok today when I get home. She's going to see the stress.
She's going to be elated.
She's
going to
see the stress
out?
On me that I watched ridiculous financial advice being thrown around on TikTok.
No, like I said, I think the best thing that we do that we don't do whenever we watch these TikTok videos are we read the comments.
Oh, yeah.
How
people
many
are so
people
excited.
Think that this is great?
This is amazing. Thanks
Where do I
for
sign
sharing.
Up?
How do I learn more?
Yeah. What hard money lenders can you recommend?
Yeah. Oh, conveniently, I'll loan you money. Oh, surprise, I'm your angel flying in.
I also own a hard
you.
Money lending company.
What an odd, what were the chances of that? Oh, I can't take it.
All right. Well, that's all we have for today. We do appreciate your time. If you have any questions or if you have any TikTok videos that you'd like for us to take
a
look at.
Please send us some. Please
do. Yeah, you could ruin Peter's day by forwarding that.
I love it. Thanks.
All right. We'll see you next time.